You've heard these guys before. Sea lions are probably the best known attraction at Pier 39, just east of Fisherman's Wharf here in San Francisco. But walk around the other side of the pier, past the carousel, the tourists, the t-shirt shops, and the aquarium of the bay, and you'll see one mast towering above the others in the Pier 39 marina. Down at the end of the dock, where the water is deep enough for its 14-foot draft, sits USA 76, the sleek, black, 84-foot America's Cup yacht used by the Oracle Racing Team in 2003. Today, Captain Jonathan Bucer runs it as a charter business, and people come from all over the world to sail aboard this racing machine. I think the coolest thing about sailing with John aboard USA 76 is that everyone aboard gets a chance to sail her. The day I went out with John and his crew, there was a really good mix of passengers, including a young girl of about 8 years old with her mother and an elderly Hispanic woman who must have been about 70. But everyone aboard took a turn either steering the carbon fiber wheel or muscling the coffee grinders to trim and raise the sails. The mast on this monster is 115 feet tall, and it takes some real muscle to raise the huge sail. So the day I went out, not long after leaving the dock, four passengers took hold of the forward grinders and, under John's direction, began raising the main.
Towards me, and go. Excellent. So this is a pretty easy gear. That's a good pace. Kind of try to get into a rhythm. We've got about 20 feet to go to the top of the mast.
I'll tell you, from first-hand experience, it's hard work, and it usually takes a relief crew to get the main all the way up.
That's 15 feet to go. You guys are looking great. I'll tell you, the San Francisco 49ers, when they were aboard, they couldn't get it all up. They had to swap out for subs, so. All right, that's about 8 feet to go. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Five more feet. Keep breathing. 3 feet to go. Give me a little left-hand turn, Pete. Keep coming, keep coming. 6 inches. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, halt. All right, round of applause. Nice work, everybody. Well done. Hands off. Yeah, you guys are done.
For this episode of Out the Gate Sailing, I sat down dockside with John to talk about the boat, the business, and sailing on the bay.
My name is Jonathan Bucer. I'm the captain and general manager of AC Sailing SF.
Describe where we're sitting.
So we're sitting on the bench here looking out over Pier 39 Marina. This is the marina where we keep USA 76.
And AC 76 stands out above the rest of the boats in the marina here. Her mast is a little taller. Tell me about the boat.
So USA 76 was Oracle Team USA's racing yacht for their America's Cup campaign in 2003. They had two boats that they built in the preparation for that campaign, and they trained, and then they selected USA 76 as the one that they would race in the competition. It's an International America's Cup class yacht.
Which means what?
That was the class of yacht that was used for America's Cup racing between 1992 and 2007.
What's it like sailing her?
it's a joy. I mean, we had a group out there today, gusts over 20 knots. The boat is a rocket ship. I mean, it just accelerates like no other boat out there.
Now, when she was fully crewed for the America's Cup, how many people?
17 crew on board.
And you have?
We sail with a crew of four.
Okay.
But the guests on board, so we had 12 guests aboard today, they're active participants in the sailing of the yacht. So when it raced for the America's Cup, half of the crew were actually coffee grinders. So they were brawn or muscle that was turning the winches, hoisting the sails, tacking the sails, taking the yacht through maneuvers. That's one of the primary roles that the guests serve when they come aboard. We put them right to work on the coffee grinders to hoist the sail. That's part of the experience, part of the America's Cup experience that we provide. We also encourage them to take the helm and drive the yacht as well.
I was really impressed when I went out with you that you got everybody involved, every single person on board.
Yeah.
From, a young young girl who was on board to an elderly woman who was having trouble getting around the boat. You got her to the wheel and she was steering. And it was great to see the participation.
Yeah, we've had guests as young as 5 on board, and we've had an 85th birthday party on board. There's something for everybody to do. We don't require participation, but if you have the opportunity to set foot on board the boat, take the helm of a $5 million race yacht, you typically will step up and do it. We're good at peer pressure.
When you started sailing, did you ever imagine that you would be sailing an America's Cup boat on a daily basis?
No, I got lucky there. So I started sailing here in San Francisco in high school. I was probably 15 years old. The story goes that a few years before that, when my family moved from Southern California up here to Northern California, we settled in Santa Rosa, just north of San Francisco. Moving day was a beautiful, glorious Saturday, and as we were driving across the Golden Gate Bridge in our moving van, we looked out across the bay. My parents in particular looked out across the bay and saw all the sailboats out there having a good time, and decided right then and there that they were going to get their kids into sailing lessons at some point. So it took a few more years before we actually followed through on that. So it wasn't until high school, which is relatively late, because the kids start as young as 6 and 7 years old here sailing their own boats. It's a terrific sport for young kids because you have so much independence. I mean, you're taking your own vessel at 7 years old and navigating it on your own with no instructor aboard in some of these youth programs here. So really, really fantastic for kids to get involved in.
What did you start sailing on here?
Yeah, I started in El Toro, Richmond Yacht Club, El Toro, and then graduated up to the Lasers. After doing that for a couple years at Richmond Yacht Club, I saw an advertisement posted on the bulletin board for someone on a big boat that was looking for crew to help sail in races. And the big boat that they were looking for crew on was a 27-foot boat, which was huge to me at the time. And I'm not sure that they were looking for a high schooler, but we called up, and the skipper's name was Bill Connor, and he welcomed me aboard. And basically for the rest of high school, I sailed with him. I took to it like a duck to water. I really, really enjoyed it.
What was it about it that made it click for you, do you think?
Yeah. To me, sailing is, you have to be incredibly self-sufficient. So, obviously when you cast off your dock lines and head out to sea, even if it's just here in the bay, if things go wrong, which they often do on sailboats, you've got to solve them yourself with the tools and equipment and supplies that you have aboard. That self-sufficiency really resonated with me. It's also a sport that requires you, it's a thinking sport. You always have to be thinking ahead, looking ahead of what could go wrong so you can prevent foul-ups or accidents or breakages before they happen, anticipating what's going to happen. So I enjoy keeping track of all the different lines. When you're racing, you've got a spinnaker and you've got maybe a dozen different lines doing different things, controlling the sails on board. You really have to keep your head in the game, and I enjoy that.
When did you get into racing?
So when I started sailing on that 27-foot boat out of Richmond Yacht Club, so that was doing just local bay races and whatnot. Yeah. I've never raced professionally, but I've done a lot of racing here in the bay.
What do you love about sailing on San Francisco Bay?
San Francisco Bay provides just immense challenges, and it's different every single day. So I've got well over 1,000 days on USA 76 on San Francisco Bay.
Wow.
And each day is different. I mean, today was different. I sailed a different route today than I've ever sailed on that America's Cup yacht here on the bay. I mean, we had southerly winds today. We had a strong outgoing ebb, partially because that's what the tide currents called for, but also because we've had really strong rains over the last few weeks in the Sierras, and so the rivers are just chock full of pumping water downstream, and all that fresh water is dumping out into the bay, floating on top of, because it's less dense than the salt water, so it's running on top of the salt water and rushing out the gate. So we've had really, really strong outgoing currents recently, and today was no exception. So we left the dock here at Pier 39. We ended up kind of sailing downwind towards Tiburon. Then we did a couple of legs up towards Sausalito, did a flyby past one of the restaurants over there, and then made our way upwind and out the Golden Gate, turned around all the way past Alcatraz over to the Bay Bridge, and then we ultimately turned around and rode the fast ebb back to here to Pier 39. So we did a complete circuit of the bay in just over 2 hours.
There must be days that really stick out in your mind sailing on USA 76, either good or bad.
It's more the people, I think, that kind of stick out. So we take all sorts. I mean, I think I mentioned earlier, the 85th birthday party, that was just fantastic, taking the young kids out that really, really take to it. It tends to be a bucket list experience. So we've had people fly in from Europe specifically to do this experience. And when you see the effort that some people go to join us, that really is rewarding and tends to be a highlight experience for them when they're in San Francisco, but it's also a highlight for us. We self-reflect and we see it through their eyes. It's hard after you've sailed on the boat over 1,000 days to see something new, but really what you see new is you see it through the eyes of the passengers coming aboard. We take all sorts, you know, people that have never sailed before and people that are sailing instructors like the group that we had today. Obviously, you know, sailors appreciate different things about the boat. Sailors recognize right away how high the boat points when it goes to weather. The stability and the performance that it does when it's going to windward. That's what this boat was optimized for. It was going to windward.
She points almost into the wind,
yeah,
and doesn't heel that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I haven't been on her in this much wind, but I was just amazed. She just picks up and
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a freight train on rails when you're going upwind.
Yeah.
It just locks in and goes. Yeah.
Now, on sailboats, especially sailboats that have mm-hmm. sailed as hard and have been around for a while like mm-hmm. this, things break. Things mm-hmm. things happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're out there with a group of people, there must have been times when things happen and you have to deal with it.
There were certainly things we learned in the first year, but we've got a pretty tight system. It was described to me early on that it's a monster in a box and our job is to keep it inside the box.
How do you do that?
We set up the boat the same every day, and we go through the exact same situations in terms of the hoists. And then when we're actually sailing, we go through the bearaways. We've got procedures in place, and new crew kind of learn that hands-on as we're going along. We're not cowboys out there. We're not trying to do anything radical or anything like that. Because we've sailed the boat so much, we know the sounds of the boat. That's mm-hmm. what's really interesting. I mean, I used to be in the Coast Guard as well. When you spend a lot of time on boat, on a particular boat or whatever, you start to recognize any sound that's out of place. It's one of the early indicators to me that something needs maintenance, something needs further inspection.
Yeah, you hear a rattle that's not supposed
yeah,
to be
exactly.
there.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing if you're driving your car. You know, you hear the squeal of your brakes or whatever that you haven't heard before. Well, something's changed. And rather than ignore that, you keep investigating until you find out what's changed. What is the cause of that change? So we're very on top of it. I've got a really dedicated maintenance crew that tear down the winches on a monthly basis. We're constantly inspecting the sails, the lines, and when they show signs of wear and need replacement, we don't hesitate.
Like any boat, there's plenty of work to do.
Yeah.
You guys are hauling next
yeah.
week, right? What,
yeah,
what kind
right.
of jobs
that's
do you have
right.
on the list?
So the out-of-the-water jobs are primarily stuff that is under the water line that we can't do while the boat's in the water. So we'll give her a new coat of bottom paint. We do that every year. We'll service the sail drive.
Now, that wasn't in the boat, which you
right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That was an addition. We added the engine. A few modifications we made to the boat since it raced. We added the engine. It was towed on and off the dock when it raced. And the other stuff was safety related, so we added life rails for mm-hmm. the guests.
How did the boat end up here?
After it raced in New Zealand.
I'm going to interrupt yeah. you just for a second. So she raced in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
and how'd she do?
Made it to the semifinals. That's what we call the Louis Vuitton Cup. Raced against a Lingi in the semifinals. A Lingi defeated this shot in that challenge, and then the Lingi went on to the finals and defeated New Zealand to win the whole cup.
Okay.
Yeah. After that, the boat was brought actually back here to San Francisco, and they had a rematch between this yacht and a Lingi. They called that the Moet Cup. That was in September of 2003 here in San Francisco. So it wasn't for the America's Cup, but it was not for bragging rights, obviously. And
in home waters.
In home waters, yes, that's right. And USA 76 won that rematch here in San Francisco. And then they carried on around the world for a number of different events. They went to Newport, Rhode Island. They went to Europe. I think they went down to Dubai as well. So those were kind of tune-up events for the 2007 America's Cup. And essentially once Oracle Team USA had their new boats ready, then they retired USA 76.
And so then how did she make it here?
Right. So then the owner of the company, his name is Brad Webb. He was on the team. He was the bowman on USA 76 when it was racing for the cup. He was obviously still on the team in the 2007 campaign and was the bowman for the successful win of the cup in 2010. After the 2010 cup, he essentially realized that the team was no longer using USA 76 and approached the team about acquiring the yacht, which he did, and brought it here to San Francisco to put it in a charter operation.
So you've been a captain of this boat for how long now?
8 years now.
What changes have you seen on the bay itself?
I don't necessarily have a crystal clear memory of exactly what the wildlife was when I was a kid out here sailing, but I do know that over the last decade, there certainly is. We've had the harbor porpoises come back, which is something that people talk about a lot, and they're abundant now in the bay. And I think they returned maybe about a decade ago. But before that, I'm told that you didn't really see harbor porpoise in the bay, even though they're native to the bay. the story goes that World War II was when they disappeared because they were stringing submarine nets across the entrance to the Golden Gate there, and that disrupted their habitat. Obviously, then in the ensuing years, there was a lot of pollution in the bay as well, so there wasn't really an incentive for them to come back until recently when we've had clean water and no submarine nets across the opening, and so we see an abundant amount of harbor porpoise, and so I think that's a pretty good indicator of the health of the bay. In my first 5 or so years of sailing this boat, we didn't see any whales in the bay either. Maybe once every 2 or 3 years you'd see a whale in the bay, but the last few years we've seen, you know, whales every spring, kind of from May and June. We'll see whales that'll come into the bay on a daily basis. We enjoy it. Guests love it.
So you fell in love with sailing as a kid. Now you do it every day as a job.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like a job?
No, it's still fun. It's still fun to go out there. It's hard not to enjoy it when you sail on such a fantastic boat on such a fantastic location. The guests that come aboard are excited. The crew are excited about sailing. So not much to complain about there. There's things that are a daily grind, just like anything. But fighting through the traffic to get to the boat is no fun. But that's a commute just like anybody else has to do.
Do you guys get to take the boat out to race?
We do race. We race with guests aboard. But we race... the Golden Gate Yacht Club Winter Series, which is called the Manuel Fagundes Seaweed Super Gata. So we do that every year. That's the first Saturday of the month from November through March.
What are some of your favorite USA 76 memories?
Well, today was a good sail.
that counts.
Yeah. I mean, we were riding an ebb, but we saw 17 knots of boat speed today over ground. The boat felt good. It was moving really, really fast through the water. The guests were engaged and driving when we were going that fast, and we covered a lot of ground. We had the whole bay to ourselves, too. There were no other sailboats out there, so we had the whole bay to ourselves. Went all the way over to Sausalito, Golden Gate Bridge, Bay Bridge, so complete circuits. Today was a good day.
Anything else you want to talk about?
It's just really unique, and I feel very, very fortunate to be involved with it. The crew that we work with, the owner of the yacht, had a lot of insight to bring this boat here to San Francisco. It's a really unique situation that I feel very, very fortunate that I've found myself in for the last 8 years. Sailing such a powerful yacht with excited people and engaged crew and a fantastic sailing destination. I mean, San Francisco is known the world over as one of the top sailing destinations. And a big reason for that is we have good, solid winds all year round. You can sail 365 days a year. But it's also challenging because with the challenging currents, I mean, like with all the runoff from the mountains, the outgoing current's quite strong today. And then you've got obviously traffic and ships and navigational hazards and to avoid out there, and then also just fantastic scenery. I mean, I love hilly cities. You know, when you're out there on the water, you get a really different perspective of San Francisco and Oakland and Sausalito and all the different communities that surround the bay. It's amazing how many millions of people live in this metropolis, yet you just step a few hundred yards away from the dock and you've got the whole place to yourself. And we essentially had the entire bay to ourselves, huge square mile area of a playground in the middle of millions and millions of people. That's pretty unique.
It's wonderful to get that different perspective. So if people want to come sailing with you?
Find us online at acsailingsf.com. We do sail year-round. We've got those race experiences we were talking about once a month during the winter and about 3 Fridays a month during the summer. Very, very hands-on type of experience. You're going to get involved and working the coffee grinders, taking the helm, driving the yacht. It's a hoop.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down to chat.
Thanks for listening to Out the Gate, the podcast about sailing and adventure on and around San Francisco Bay. Until next time, I'm Ben Shaw, your host and producer.